Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Holly Wade back on the show. Holly is the Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, an organization I've been telling you about since I began doing the show back in 97, in the previous millennia, the last decade, last century, and an organization I've been a member of for almost 10 years longer than that. And their index of small business optimism is, in fact, the galactic gold standard for small business sentiment. And I've been happy to and honored to report on it now for 20 years. And, of course, Holly was still in high school when we started doing this, or maybe in elementary school we started doing this. But she's here with the report for May, and it's I'm just going to let her tell us about it, folks. I'm having a hard time getting my head around where things are. It's like, Holly, I feel like we've been in an amazing wreck, and the whiplash is just beyond anything anybody can believe. What do you think?
That's a great analogy. It is. You know, I feel like the wreck was March and April. We saw a huge deterioration in the small business economy, the small business sector. And May, we've stepped out of the wreck a little bit. We've assessed the situation, and we're kind of moving forward with business operations as things start opening up a bit. Mm-hmm. So May was a bit better. It was good to see. Our index improved 3.5 points.
Yeah.
Let me stick something in here, folks. Worst is over, but it's getting better.
The May index was up to above 94, based on their index, which I have to say, Holly, is about where it hung around for almost a decade in the last decade. From 07, 08, all the way to 2016, it hung out in the sub 95 range for almost a decade. So you could say we're almost back to where we were 4 years ago.
Yes, it's a bit different because it's all hanging on the fact that we don't have a vaccine, we don't have, you know, better therapies to treat those with COVID. So, you know, once we start seeing improvements in those two areas, you know, this should move even further into positive territory.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a lot of support systems this time for small businesses with the two targeted loan programs that have been immensely helpful for owners trying to navigate through this. So there are a lot of, you know, supports available and likely more to come. So hopefully it won't deteriorate any further than this, you know, and keep our small businesses going through this crisis until we get to the other side.
One thing that I think has to be said, and this would not really be something you guys could lift off of the numbers, but you can lift it off of what you and I know about Main Street businesses. The fact that we just went from 110 miles an hour down a freeway in the economy with record unemployment to being T-boned by a freight train, and almost overnight going from record employment to record unemployment in a matter of barely more than a fortnight, to do that, and then 60 days later have a 94-point response by your respondents, to me is an amazing testament to the resiliency and the optimism and the fortitude of small businesses in America. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the ability for the small business sector to navigate through disruptions like this is nothing short of incredible.
If Wall Street investors had to deal with the kind of things that small businesses have to deal with, the stock market would be under 1,000 right now. They couldn't handle it. They would not be able to handle it.
It's amazing how small businesses can readjust their business operations, find opportunities, market opportunities in the worst of times,
mm-hmm.
you know, adjust quickly so that they can navigate through the crisis as best they can to get to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this last report, we saw job creation plans improve.
Hold on to that thought. Don't give that away. I want you to talk to us about that when we come back.
Okay.
Folks, we got some. There's some good internals in here, folks. The big number is better than it was. It's not where we need it to be, but there's some internals that we're kind of happy about. And we'll get Holly Wade to tell us about that after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.